Hello and welcome to Teaching My Cat to Read, the very serious book review podcast. I'm Eli.
I'm Em.
And I'm Lottie. And this week on our mini episode, we're discussing everything about The Final Empire by Brandon Sanderson.
I had to do so much revision.
The Eating Metal for Fun and Profit book.
Yeah. The book that I basically am just solely trying to get everyone to read, the Cosmere TM.
Yeah. The Let's Go Steal an Empire book.
Exactly.
I will say, I re-listened to our episode on this, or most of our episode on this, and it did just make me want to go and read the rest of the books. I'm like, no, my reading list is already so long. Not even for this podcast, just in general, in life.
Please do, and then tell me how you found the Easter eggs.
I was actually listening to, I had to do a lot of revision because this is one of the only ones we're doing for mini episodes that I've only read once, I think. But I was listening to our old episode on the train the other day. It was very nice to have you guys for company. I was like, oh, this is anxious travel making. And I'm like, no, I have friends in my ear. It's very good.
The little friends who live in my pocket.
Yes, precisely.
Mm-hmm. Podcast friends who live in my phone, but like not in a parasocial way, in an actually social way. But yes, this book is good fun. I still have unanswered questions, but I know that they are answered in the rest of the trilogy. So yes. That's not, yeah.
They are. But the rest of the trilogy is like, it's a different time. It's still a fun time, but I still think the first one is like peak heist plus magic.
Well, my beloved Kelsier dies. So how can the rest of the books be as good? Although you did say that there was like, Ghost Kelsier story that you have to have read the rest of the trilogy to be able to appreciate.
Yeah.
So.
Listen, I've read fanfic for fandoms I'm not even in before and had a good time, so I bet I can get away with reading Ghost Kelsier without reading the rest.
I mean, I think you probably can. It's called The Secret Histories, and I think you can read it without having read the other books because it's just from his point of view. But what it adds is an understanding of like wider Cosmere terminology that isn't in that book. And I think one of the good things about the first book is it doesn't go into the wider Cosmere. I think one question, having watched Glass Onion, would be
at time of recording, that's still fairly recent.
What would Benoit Blanc do?
This is going to have to be our new bit for all crime related.
I think he'd go along for the ride. Like, I think he'd be in that heist planning meeting, be like, what are you doing? Like, have you thought this through? Like,
I'm kind of curious. Where do you introduce him plot wise?
Because normally he's called in when somebody has been wronged, right? That's what happens. Whether intentionally or not, whether it was intentional that he should help the wronged party or not. And so I'm sort of thinking, where is the point where that becomes obvious that that's happened?
Yeah.
I feel like it would be funny if he was just hanging around in like the high society stuff that Vin gets involved in.
And then his like vulnerable young woman who has a revenge to enact, his whatever that is meter starts tingling, and he's like, this one.
What is going on over here?
And he's just like, you know that meme of like a child adoption papers, but with the really like dramatic zoom in, that you always see in relation to like posts about Batman, where it's like he's continually adopting new Robins or whatever. But it's like he sees Vin and is immediately like, oh, that's my daughter now.
Actually, I just thought of a brilliant question that is kind of, well, I say kind of relevant. It's relevant to the movie Glass Onion and also like in wider. What happened in the last like pandemic TM is who would be wearing a mesh face mask and who would be wearing a proper mask? Who would not be wearing a mask at all? Because I feel that Vin's I feel Vin would be, she's still a child. She's still quite impressionable. She is 16. I think she would wear some form of mask, maybe the cloth mask, not the FP 252, whatever it is.
Well, also, if it's going to help her be less identifiable, that's going to be
useful. I think that would be beneficial.
Yeah, I think all of the crew is going to be quite like, yes, excellent, a socially acceptable way to make us unrecognizable. Yeah.
And like wear something that was an unremarkable type of mask as well. If everyone else around is wearing the blue hospital ones, then that's what they wear. So that it's more distinctive.
I think maybe
some of the society people would absolutely be wearing the mesh.
Oh yeah, I think the nobility people are all wearing the
Ellen's
like...
dad. Ellen's dad would be wearing a mesh. He wouldn't be wearing a mask at all because the guy's just a dick. Anyway.
Oh yeah, I think there's I think the nobility are evenly divided between this is like this is fake news. We don't have to care about this. No masks. And, like, the extremely stylish mesh sort of...
Is Ellen's dad on ivermectin? Precautionarily.
Yes.
The horse medicine.
Absolutely. He is on the horse medicine. Like, the guy's a dick.
Not the fun horse medicine, which is cat, but the less fun horse medicine.
He's on the... He's the one who someone... He heard on TikTok to drink bleach, and he drink bleach. Like, that... Just... Anyways.
I didn't... Is he that stupid...
I don't think it's stupid, he's just not nice, so...
It's like, do you remember when there was, like, shortages of ivermectin because all of the people were like...
No, you know what
like,
he'd be doing? He'd be hoarding Lurol. That's what he'd be doing. He'd go to Sainsbury's and buy all the Lurol.
It's less about the thing and more about the status, you know? That it confers.
Yeah, he'd buy all the Lurol and all the hand sanitizer and then sell it at market price. That's what he'd be doing. He wouldn't be drinking bleach.
Oh, that's just a savvy economic choice, though, isn't it? You know, I say sarcastically because obviously it's an inhumane and, you know, soulless thing to do.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this in like 15 years time or God knows when and you're thinking, did that really happen? Like, just
yes, it did.
There was no Lurol and all the hand sanitizer vanished and soap.
There's no flour.
Wasn't there a guy who got raided by, like, the FBI or something because he was hoarding hand sanitizer?
Yeah. I know people having fights in supermarkets over Lurol.
Oh, I saw some of that, yeah.
When you think about it too much, you kind of, like, I feel like we've just all completely blanked it.
Have an out-of-body experience.
I'm completely, like, segueing.
I don't know, so we're talking about the stupid economics and hoarding. I feel like Ellen's dad is probably one of the people that's, like, responsible for nobody being able to get good graphics cards.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a crypto bro, is he?
Yeah. Would he be the one who'd be getting into NFTs, or would he'd be the one hoarding the graphics cards for the people, like trying to do crypto mining?
He's using child labor in his crypto mines, in his like Bitcoin mines,
the lithium mines, and the whatever the trace elements.
Oh, actually,
need.
Wait. The Lord Ruler would be the one hoarding all the graphics cards.
Oh, the Lord Ruler is one of those people who got out of crypto early because they're the one. He's the guy who like made a shit ton of money and then left, and it's just now rich.
Yeah, he's also stolen all the crypto. He's also stolen all like the graphics cards, so nobody else can mine crypto. That's what he's done.
AU idea where. You know, because you know the whole premise is like we're going to steal the hoard of Actium, and they're on. Is it Actium?
Yeah.
Actium.
And they're
on the Actium standard, and so if they take all of that Actium, then like the economy falls over.
Mm.
So it's a parallel universe. Imagine it where Mistborn is exactly the same, except for one detail. He's not hoarding Actium. He's hoarding like furry NFT art.
He's hoarding apes. Actium instead of Actium.
He's just hoarding it in just different locations. That's what he's doing. In various and Hoyt's the person who's like trying to fix everything. He's he's the one like hopping around like trying to fix everything. That's not a spoiler because he's not really important in the book. But anyway, he's there like in the background. Just
I want to. This is just because I don't like Elend, but I feel like Elend would have gotten suckered in by one or both, like the crypto or the NFTs.
You know who he is? He's one of those copium guys who's like, oh, but proof of stake is so much more environmentally friendly than proof of work, and it's still fine, and here's how crypto can still be environmentally friendly and useful.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't understand. The blockchain is almost never useful, and you can almost always exchange it for a database with strong data integrity. The blockchain is actually not a solution to many problems. It's a solution looking for a problem. I have professional opinions about this. Anyway, he's one of those guys.
But yeah, I feel like it's one of the things that like the crew has to like post this book canon, has to gently steer him away from the like, they're like, oh, well, you have a lot of great progressive ideas, but also you've never like actually had to use money a day in your life.
Have I told you guys about the time I was on a train and on the way back from like some work conference thing or other, and I had so I had my laptop with like a bunch of stickers on it that declare me a member of the tech community, tech industry. And some guy said to me, drew me into a conversation he was having with his friend about a business idea he had about crypto. And I forget what the problem was he was trying to solve. But I basically asked him, why do you want to use a blockchain rather than a cheap alternative, such as just use Postgres or something, or you just use an append-only database. And he had not thought about it at all. He was literally just, it was the absolute the caricature of the thing where he was just wanting to use his technology because it was the hot new hotness. So I've contributed to the world by gently and non-combatively leading him to understand that crypto is bullshit.
I was just thinking, I have the similar thing of that, like, not so much the, you know, prestige of the brand new technology, but I do, because I do databases, that's my tech wheelhouse, and I'm like, every single time I'm presented with a tech problem, like, I could solve this with a database.
I solve most problems in life. I'm like, why is Excel not a database? Like, why is it not
Excel sufficient? It's just a CSV, actually. and other things that if I posted them on Twitter would get me dogpiled by the tech bros.
But yes, it's a thing. Who do you think would be the best roommate out of all of the crew?
I can't remember the members of the crew well enough, I'll be honest. I just remember my boy Kelsier.
Do you want me to
yes remind me.
I think this is a you question, Lottie. We've put you in the awkward position of being the person who's best positioned to answer the questions and the only one who remembers to ask the questions,
and I'm like, oh my god, my brain is gone. How about you forget everything? I think Zazad would be the best, to be honest. Like,
oh yeah, no, I can see that.
Breeze, who's a soother, and he's actually quite nice, but he's from the upper classes. His abilities to soothe people's emotions and like manipulate their emotions effectively. You got Ham, who is the thug, so he's basically just like the strong man.
He can burn pewter to become strong.
Yeah, basically he become very, very strong. Doxon doesn't have any powers, but he's very good at organizing, so I think he'd be the one who'd like make a, you know, like a rota and stick it on the fridge, but like a really, really, really detailed rota.
Well, here's the thing, you need a person like that, yeah, because you know who that person is in our lives is Ro,
yeah,
who makes this podcast happen.
Yeah, you got Spook, who's the youngest. Like the youngest, the child.
He's also the guy that runs the like the secret hideout, right? So I feel like in that sense, that's probably good roommate qualities there.
He does run the secret hideout. Yeah,
I was gonna say, I think Ham and Breeze together is probably the funniest, because then you get the clashing personalities, but also the constant stupid philosophical debates, and I feel like that would be really entertaining.
Yeah,
like, do any of them do the dishes? Who knows? Yeah. But the entertainment value.
If Dog Warp.
But you thought about it?
But it is 3 a.m. and they are still asking themselves, if Dog wore pants, would he wear them like this or that?
Exactly. That is what they would be asking. I think Zazad would be a good roommate.
I think he's the most like straightforwardly considerate.
Yeah, the most considerate. He'd do all of his chores.
I love
chores.
To learn weird religious facts as well, like weird facts about religions. Yeah. So,
and he's just like...
Which is why I'm Jewish, to be honest.
He's the guy just sharing fun facts about his knowledge. I think I don't mean to. I think Kelsier would probably be the worst. I feel he would. He's
very chaotic.
Yeah, he's too chaotic as a roommate. Like, he'd be fine as someone who you can like leave.
And the thing is, I am the chaos gremlin.
See, I think it's a toss up between him and Vin, because I think Kelsier at least has kind of like. He's been through some shit and he's making some very, like, you know, he's making some conscious life decisions about the person that he is. And I think that would involve remembering to regularly bathe unless he was like, without needing to be prompted by, I have a high society ball to get to. Whereas I feel like Vin is feral enough.
Yeah, whereas Vin is like, I already have a cat, you know?
If you want to listen to the whole review of The Final Empire, then I'm pretty sure definitely it's series one, episode 20. There we go. Look at my sheet. And we've also reviewed The Emperor's Soul and Warbreaker by Brandon Sanderson. And then there's also some bonus episodes with me and some friends of the pod where we do deeper dives into the Cosmere, because I'm a massive Cosmere nerd and we found more Cosmere nerds and we like to chat Cosmere.
Also, I tell you what would be a really good one to do, what would Benoit Blanc do? And that is Emperor's Soul. Because I think he'd really enjoy that.
we can just add another mini episode onto our long list of planned episodes.
I'm sure I won't mind that.
If you enjoyed this episode, consider giving it a like or a review, and make sure you subscribe to us on your podcast platform so you get all the episodes and get the little ding bell and the like and the review and whatever your podcast platform has. Just click all the buttons. And if you want to recommend us a book, you can do so via our website. There's a little contact form. So say hello, send us a message, and recommend us some books to read. Big virtual hugs, and we will see you next time. Bye.